indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, we've got approval of agenda. We have a couple things we're going to add on to the agenda to this evening, one being fireworks and another being water testing. And we'll discuss those things once we get to them. Now we have an open forum.
Could I get a motion on that? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I make a motion to okay the changes to the schedule.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now we've got an open forum if anybody wants to say anything. All right, then we're going to go to the consent agenda. I'll make a motion to accept that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and a new business, resolution 2026-04, donation from the Mish family.
Did Jesse come in?
Yeah, he's going to go get the toys.
Oh, okay.
They already got them?
He just got them.
I think the AED, yes, came in.
Yeah. He's at the fire hall right now.
Can we just skip over that? We'll come back to it.
Sure.
Can we jump back, or do you want to address the... You want to discuss?
Well, you know, we've got two of these here. We can do that and then hold that one. Do you want to do them all together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we'll do the other one when Jesse comes back. So, I guess.
Want to do the care and share?
Yeah, we'll do that. Let's jump to care and share, you know.
Okay.
Since they're all here and ready to go here.
She didn't put page numbers on it this time.
49.
I'm excited about this. This is great.
So, what we've got going on that care and share, we've got some folks in here for that, and we've got a letter here that they've written.
Would one of you like to step up and talk about what you saw next door and what your thoughts are on it?
Yeah.
Right here? It's just easier for us to hear you.
All right, so we're a feeding program. We just want to feed people. That's all we want to do. We want to maybe give them a building that they can come together if they're just kind of lonely up here. And we've been doing it for many years. We can't do it. We're in the location that we're at. We're just looking to continue to feed people. We just looked over at the building, and we were really happy with the size of it. We have quite a bit of assets. We insured like $100,000 worth of kitchen equipment, walk-in freezer, walk-in refrigerator, commercial stoves, commercial venting. And we looked at the back kitchen. We will have the model to make it a commercial kitchen to feed outside people. But we also have been doing some really good fundraising, so we're coming in with something that we can spend to get that into something that can feed people. The counters would have to be stainless. The wooden cabinets would have to go because they absorb bacteria. We think the floor would have to be epoxied, the walls. But we are willing to do that to be able to serve meals.
I'm trying to remember, isn't it carpet in the kitchen still?
It's carpet in the kitchen.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. We had to go down and feel. It's like
it was the 70s. That's a late 60s, early 70s construction, I believe. So it's made way back when.
And we'd have to, I mean, we serve all year round. We'd take off a couple times for Christmas or something, so we'd have to just look at if we could eat it. We just have to look at what we can do to make what you've got to be able to continue to feed people.
My wife did point out that the roof of that building is pretty new.
Okay.
Although it's been just sitting and all the pine trees and needles eat the asphalt shingles up pretty bad, but...
Yeah.
That roof is pretty new.
Didn't look like there was any leaking. I mean, I didn't see anything that was wet.
It's
solid.
It's just the shingles that are on there. I'd have to get back with you on when they're put on, but towards the end of, I want to say, 2010 or 12, sometime in there.
Yeah, okay.
That had a new roof.
I don't know what you're thinking of, if you're thinking of purchasing it and us renting it. We want to see what your plans are, what your hopes are, what combined with our hopes, just to feed people.
And the whole thing is tied up with the lawyers and dealing with city. The church solves problems way faster than we do.
I'm not sure about that.
It's sad to say, but our lawyers had it for 3 months.
Did he ever get back to you today?
No. He's had it for a year, I think.
A year?
Yeah. And if you want us to inquire to show that it's for feeding program, to maybe push it along, if you want us to step back and keep our hands off until you do it, you know, we're willing to work with you. We just want to feed people. We have to be out of our location by April. At this point, we're thinking, well, it's not going to be serving, so maybe we would store stuff. I've talked to a school that maybe would let us just cook one night a week and do some sandwich soups. We just want to feed people.
Mm-hmm. And I know the founding fathers of the foundation, of which there's still only two alive, but they're going to be, this is something I'm going to Ron with, and he's going to go, yeah, this is what we're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've told him the city wants to take over, but we don't know what to do with it. And hopefully you do, we're rooting for you on our side.
We only feed, right now we feed meals once a week. Well, currently, Robin is our kitchen manager, so they go in and they prepare it on Tuesday, and then a bunch of people come in and package it up, and we deliver 150 meals on Wednesday, and then we're pretty much done other than maybe getting a delivery or something. We talked about, you know, maybe like having more in-house, you know, invite people to come in and just sit down. We used to do, 70 people. But then after COVID, nobody wants to come in and sit in a big room and eat anymore. And we were delivering it, so they're like, well, please just bring it to me, and I don't have to come in and sit down. So we continue to deliver.
Okay. But that is set up to feed, I think, a lot of people.
Correct. And we're in a new town. Maybe more people want to come out and get out. You know, we looked at senior citizens that just sit in a house every night and eat by themselves, or a husband and wife, and they can come in and socialize. We were thriving with that a few years back before COVID.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But hopefully this all works by April 2nd.
Yeah.
What is it with your cabinets? Have you approached Bildall or Simonson as far as, hey, can you help us out? Because
we had to go to stainless steel shelving.
Oh, you got to go all stainless steel.
At the church they had taken everything out, put it in classrooms for them. Everything was stainless. All of our shelves for all of our equipment is all stainless. And we have that.
Okay.
We'll bring it over.
You had a walk-in freezer and a walk-in cooler that needed to be outside. Did you notice there's a small garage out back?
We did see that, and it doesn't have to be outside. The compressors have to be on an outside wall to be outside. But right now, from a back room, we walk into those refrigerators inside of a room. It's just that it has to be on an outside wall for the compressor.
Okay.
So we looked at that storage room, and I don't know how far your property lines were, see if the compressor can go out of that.
I believe they're out to those pine trees on the south side.
On the south side, right. Which I think was working with how ours are set up right now.
I think there's... Hold on a second here, because I just had it up. Can't see now. It's exactly 1 acre.
Okay. Okay.
It encompasses from the barbed wire fence and then land use properties to the south.
Okay.
Yeah, there's actually a pretty good area around that building.
Right, and out the back to that shed, there's a lot of room there, which is right off the kitchen.
And this would be awesome if this got up and rolling again, because also what's under there is a storm shelter.
We tried to find that. There was one door we couldn't get into, so we're assuming
that it's on the outside.
It's on the south side of the building, and you've got to enter from the outside.
No, you can enter inside too. A very steep stairway.
That would be a way in an emergency situation to put people in a safe room.
And that's, we've used it for the campground.
Okay.
Has used it several times.
Okay.
I was in there a couple of years ago. It was in a pretty nice shape down there. It isn't like moldy or mildewy, or it was pretty dry and clean down there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know when those come up, they come up quick, and coming from out, you know the history of what could happen. So, whatever.
So, may I then just explain? So, the property right now, the 501c3 that the name of the property is in, is defunct, basically. Mm-hmm. And so, it's a matter of speaking, we spoke with the city attorney, And he was trying to locate one of the members that's listed. There's one member listed on the property to see, because he can draft up the papers so it's transferred over to the city. But it's just a matter of this gentleman signing up.
Better hurry up if you only have one left.
Yeah.
Who is Ron? He's
got John. John.
John Engel?
Yep.
Yeah, me, I'll get all of them. What do you think?
If you would.
I know he'll answer by phone.
She wants to know how long it would take, but I said,
I don't, it's in the hands of the attorney, and then a matter of him contacting John and getting his signature. Mm-hmm. And then what would happen is then it would take time for property transfer. That takes a little time.
Mm-hmm.
And be recorded, and of which then we would have to catch up on all the taxes, property taxes, and the electrical.
The electrical, yes, but the private was a 501c3 and they didn't have to pay property tax.
No, they're in arrears.
Okay, so when that went defunct, they started charging.
Yeah. So I would say it's going to take, if we can get the attorney working on this swiftly, a couple months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've been kind of starting to poke him a little more off, and I hate to anger him, but I'm kind of chomping at the bit on this one, too. This
sure.
It was something that's great for the city.
Before anybody else sees it and wants to step in, but I think cities have higher priority than individuals, so.
Well, the county really doesn't want to see it go to tax forfeiture mm-hmm. because then all the work that's involved mm-hmm. and, you know, the value, they'd sooner see it go to a local government
agency. Well, I'd really like to see us to take it in and put it to great use, and that's what you guys are offering us. And I'd
try
really
places,
like to
but nobody has that storage that we need for all of our dry storage, all of our equipment. We tried the city of Emily, and they had no storage. The old school there, no storage, and they said we just can't give any more space. When we walked in here, and the space in there was amazing.
Well, when you guys came here, that came to my mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I met with you over at the community center, I kept kind of pointing that way because mm-hmm. I think that would be a great location.
Yeah, we're highly interested. Just tell us what we need to do to help you, or what you want from us, and then.
Well, in your letter, you had stated that if the city was interested in pursuing this, that you would like to see if there's a possibility of putting pods here, locating pods here. So I think that if you are interested in pursuing this, then they're looking for a location for storage units.
Right.
I don't think there'd be a problem putting a couple 20-footers in there.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I'd like to.
Oh,
it'd
over
be
there.
Nice if we could kind of get it through past the mm-hmm. lawyer if we can get a talk with him. But I mm-hmm. think that I don't see a problem.
Mm-hmm. I think
with
if
that.
You're running short of time and you wanted to drop one over there, I don't think it'd be a problem.
I think we just talked about maybe starting to pack them up end of March, so we still have time to do some work before we're actually putting something on property that you don't own yet, but we're still flexible. We just want, like I said, to feed people, and if you guys are going to help us, that would be amazing, and do a partnership. And
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is
we are
that,
too.
That building has been waiting for you.
We are too.
Yeah.
And the communities need it. When we started this, we helped Cross Lake. And you think, why would Cross Lake need a feeding program? That's what I thought. They're feeding 1,000 people that come in every week. The church that we kick-started from our feeding program, getting them involved in food shelf, how to order and stuff, and 1,000 people a week they're feeding. People need a meal.
Well, they need a place
need
to
help.
Go and sit down together, too.
Right, right.
And that's the thing I'm excited about, is you'll have an area there that you can also put people in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're willing to let anybody use it when we're not using it. If you have a wedding or anything, they can use the kitchen and everything. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd probably have to have our attorney draft something, a contract.
Contract, right.
Yep. Because I think the city's goal in pursuing it to begin with was to use it for the community to be able to rent it for different things.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And the fire department to use it for things. So.
Sure.
Yeah, this is just a great thing that you guys do.
All of our dishes, everything we've got, what we buy, we're willing to come in and have a great big reunion and use our stuff. We're hoping to get a dishwasher. We have a dishwasher, but the church wants to keep it, so they don't want to buy it. So a commercial dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
it'll be a nice place to have.
Absolutely, it's a bonus for us.
And you look at event centers or something, and it's like, that's just perfect with the scenic, the pine and the ceiling and something. What a nice place to have a big old family reunion here. So, yeah, this is a great thing that you guys are willing to do for us.
Well, it's unfortunately in government, we drag our feet forever, it seems, but we are pushing on it.
Okay.
And, yeah, after talking with you guys the other day, we've been really poking the lawyer, so.
Okay.
Hopefully he'll get an order.
Can you tell us anything you need us to do in that way? Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
I just was curious, the dimensions of the basement, we weren't able to get down there.
I don't know what the dimensions are, but it's much smaller than the building.
Yeah, I knew it was only a partial of what the building, but I just wondered if it was the half and what's upstairs.
I would say more about a quarter of it. Yeah, a third maybe. You know, I'd say it's mainly under that main part of the room there.
Well, it's supposed
actually,
to be warm.
I can see both ways, I think.
If you want to come back and get the key and go in there during the day and bring flashlight and...
You say the entrance is from the outside?
Yeah, that's how I had gotten down there. That was the only place I could get into that.
We saw one door that looked like it was a door to the basement.
I believe it was on the south side.
Stairway. But there's also, if you go to the outside, and it shouldn't be locked, it's never been locked.
Right.
The sheriff stopped and tells us that it's not locked, and it's like, it's a storm shelter, and we don't lock it.
And that's
if you go on the outside, there's two great big steel doors.
Thank you. Of course, they might be under the snow, huh?
Well, maybe.
That'll give it a couple days at this rate.
And if you let me know if I've got a chance, I'd go over there with you, because I'd be more than happy to, if I got...
He doesn't work in the front door.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know anything about it. The key only works in the back door.
The back door.
Yeah.
It's the only way we ever went in.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Now we're going to come back to resolution 2026-04, the donation from the Mitch family.
Yes, my name is Greg Mitch. My brother Jeff was the one that passed away, and the first responders were good enough to go there twice before they finally got him to Crosby Hospital. He passed away 14 days later, and you know the Mitch family has had a cabin on that lake since 1950. My grandpa Mitch built it. My dad, Ron, who made the donation, was then 16. He got his Eagle Scout Award for chopping down trees to clear the property. And Gary was a little 10-year-old back then. He dropped the hammer a couple times. But
I was up here before any of you people were born.
We've all enjoyed the lake and the property. I remember going up there with my grandparents when I was 5 years old and going fishing, and I'm 68 today, just recently.
Today,
so,
today your birthday?
No, on the 23rd of January. My dad felt very strongly about the fact that the first responders came to that cabin, and that cabin, upon my dad's death, would have been my brother's. And it was going to stay in the family, and that he loved the place. My dad would say two people that loved it more than anything was Grandpa Mitch and my brother. And when he was in the hospital in Crosby, and I flew back from Hawaii, he came, and I was there on vacation, and Gary called me, woke me up at 6 in the morning, Hawaii time. He told me, he said, Grandpa Mitch came to me in a dream, and he wants me to go fishing with him. And so that was his whole thing. And when my dad, who's 91, when Jeff passed, he felt very strongly that he wanted to do something for the people that helps save him, get him to the hospital. And that was the donation. Gary kind of intervened together and ran cover on the side and talked to Jesse and said, hey, you know, what's on your wish list? And he said, well, these items. And then my dad just quickly wrote a check and sent it to Gary and said, go present it. So on behalf of my dad and the Mitch family, that now it's just my dad, my sister, and myself, immediate family. But then with Gary and all the one other uncle and all the siblings that have enjoyed the lake, we appreciate the fact that 50 Lakes has put together first responders to be able to take care of people in these situations. So I'm here to thank you.
Let me give you just a little additional history. Jeff had been suffering with liver problems. So he had been to Mayo Clinic. He came back to the cabin, and I went over just to check on him, and he wasn't in very good shape, and I ended up calling the first responders. He wouldn't go to the hospital. A little stubborn Mitch. Next day I went back, and it was all over. He had to get to the hospital. So we got him there. First responders were very professional. And so I approached Ron and said, you might want to consider a donation. And he says, and I'm not talking about something to buy a helmet or gloves or anything like this. So I went to Jesse and I says, what's on your wish list? God, don't ever ask this guy what's on his wish list, because he knows how to fill one out. So he sent the information for this. This is our first choice, and then our second choice, and the third choice. So I passed the information on to Ron, and that's when he wrote the $4,000 check. So maybe we want to bring that up, and Greg, and we get a couple pictures. And
yep.
You want to get in this?
Yeah, for sure.
I guess you get in there, I think.
Get in the middle.
We got to not cover our face, huh?
Right. Okay, let me turn mine too here, please. Very nice.
Got it?
Yep.
So they came in, whatever is left over is to be used for training or additional stuff along this line. And this puppy alone was over $2,000.
I know.
They haven't approved it yet.
Well, it was donated with the understanding that it would not be used recently or in the near future on me.
Unless needed.
But you could use this on the Russians if they go through the channel on Eagle Lake again.
Might be using it tomorrow night.
Well, thank you guys very much.
You bet.
Yes, thank you.
Very much.
All right, so that is a resolution, and I'll make a motion to accept the donation.
Oh, that's generous. I thought there was a dress code in this.
There it is.
Yeah, I noticed.
You're underdressed.
You're off the dress.
So you have a motion? We need a second.
1.604.
Yeah. I'll make that motion.
Can I have a second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and then... We're a little late on this one, but we're going to go through it anyhow. We need to make a motion to purchase these items.
I'm going to go.
Let me know if you need anything else.
Thank you.
I own a business too, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Gary.
Don't forget your coat. There
you go. Take care.
Thank you, gentlemen. All right, then we need a...
I make a motion that we purchase the Mustang Soup for $1,276.95 and another AED for $2,152.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I told Anna I'd take the heat for that one. not abiding by the purchasing policy, so.
So give them the heat.
It worked out perfect.
Just kidding.
All right. So then we come down to, we've got a certificate of deposit for number 1601, maturity 2526 from First National Bank, and I think we're going to roll that into the 4M fund. And I'm going to, is there any discussion?
Well, okay, yeah, I'll take up the discussion right now. I'm not real thrilled with giving all away. I was one of the leaders that pushed us into para. But with what's gone on with it and the rigmarole we have to go through the city so there's no fraud. We're giving the state money and it's taking money out of our local. I mean, yeah, First National Bank's probably bigger than what we see, but they're still spending the money.
Very locally. And that has been a thought of mine also.
And that's what I'd like to get with Clifton Larson and find out, okay, yeah, we're going to put this much in this 4M fund, but let's keep a couple CDs flexible. One of the things I brought up, I'm going to be bringing up under roads, is going to require about $150,000.
That was a question I had earlier.
It's going to be roughly $150,000, $170,000.
So if...
We do have that next month. We've got $157,000 coming up in March. Mm-hmm. Under roads. That First Western.
Right. We got 51. Now next month we've got 157.
Correct.
Right. And you're thinking that we're going to be needing that in the near future?
They have to put it out for a vote and get their signatures. But if it goes through, we're going to need that amount of money by fall.
Oh, this is for the...
This is for North Mitchell Lake Road. We can bring that up later.
Yeah, and that's... I've got a lot of questions on that, but we're not on the agenda with that right now. But, that's what it is. Well, there's still a pretty good balance in the... look at your...
Down here.
What's that?
There's your total, 152.
Yeah, but see, this is in the checkbook right now.
Oh, yeah. But that's going to fluctuate. We have
right.
Almost $80,000 a month in payments.
Okay.
One thing when I did speak with Karen today, she said is this process is going to take 2 years, even before that project will get going. Between getting your engineer on board, doing the feasibility study, and that road's got a lot of interesting aspects to it. You've got a lot to agree on or maybe not agree on with the property owners. Because there's parts of that road you're not going to be able to bring up to city standard.
Like they say, I've got a lot of questions on that.
Yeah. None of that road will make city standards.
Yeah. And you could still... it says in our road policy that council has the ability to defer from that, but I think there's a lot of thought that has to go in it.
I agree. I think that there are parts of that road that I don't think are probably up to engineering specs.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
And I think we, the cost and all of that. But let's put that to the side.
Because you don't have a petition. We're not going to do anything until you have a petition.
Right. Well, I'm just preparing for what possibly could move forward this summer.
Right. And I think, that has to be a discussion all the way through what people expect from that project and the expectations and the costs. I don't know. I haven't heard anything on that. But
The asphalt was going to be about $500,000. Engineering costs would be about another 8%.
And then bringing that road up to snuff to be able to plow or pave.
It'll never be because they never got, looking back at the records, I talked to Alvin about it, and he had parts of that road they only donated, or they had Ron give up like 25 feet. That's not even 33 foot carpet.
Right, so there's a lot of.
They're talking about the Northgate also, which there again, I don't know how they're going to.
know.
Well, again, well, that's for another discussion another time, so. But we've got a motion and a second, I believe. I'll second that. Mark, make a motion.
Benny, you went into discussion, but is that your motion, Mark?
Yep.
I'll second that to roll that CD into the program fund. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. I think that brings us to planning and zoning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really nothing to report. It's been rather slow this last month. There was no meeting. I believe there will be one this month, but that's really about all there is to say on that.
Then talk about the next few parks. You want to talk about the fireworks at that point?
Yeah, sure. We want to add that fireworks in under parks.
Sure.
All right, we move on to parks and fireworks.
And on that note, Lori, how are we sitting and where will we be sitting in July, do you think? You've got a handle on of course, nobody knows what gambling is going to do, but...
Right, and right now it's not doing great, so...
It never does good in January, February.
No, but the games are getting hit, and I don't know why, but they're pulling $500 and $400 winners out right away and running out of money and borrowing from other games. It's quite a mess. Yeah. So right now, no, not great. But yes, I mean, once the campground gets up here and the snowbirds come home, things will pick up.
What are we looking at for shares there, Anne? Is it like 4,000 each?
Yep.
I think we'll be able to come up with $4,000 by 50 Lakes Days.
I hope so. You know, there's more things that are being planned. We've got the events committee put together now. And as long as we can plan these events to get people in, people will play pull tabs and eat tabs. So it's I think that all is going to be a good thing. And we've got a really good committee right now, I think.
On that note, I hope that the fire department will be helping for a third again. But I make a motion that we do fireworks.
Where would that fall under?
We're going to do it under parks. As far as payment?
Yeah.
The fire department does a third, the bar does a third, and city does a third.
Yeah.
And it's usually the motion says up to $12,000.
Yep.
Okay.
I will, if that was a motion, I'll second that for Mark. I believe it was. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. One of the things that Ann brought up to me a couple of days ago also is starting to do a quarterly report on our website.
It's on the agenda.
That's a little further down. Yeah. Now. We'll come on to that soon. Okay, then that comes to fire and rescue. Anything for us, Jess?
We just had 6 medicals and 1 fire in January. Just about supplies and stuff, donations coming in, so it's good. We're getting stocked up. I got the racks put together the other last weekend.
Did you do that by yourself?
Yeah.
Why don't you call next time?
I had a lot of company come down and chat with me.
I will say. I have a ranch.
It was mostly I'm packing boxes and stuff. That's kind of the majority of it. And it's only 4 or 5 bolts here and there, and it all goes together. So.
And while we're on that, Chester, did you look any more into shortening up that well?
I did all that already.
Oh, you already did it?
Back against the wall.
Can you get one of your helpers to start slinging some paint on that wall? At least at this point, they're all put together. We can just roll them out.
Yeah,
they
roll really nice. They're really nice racks.
They are.
Good to think about down the road, changing out these other ones that have been there since I was a kid.
1971?
Yeah, way before I was a kid. But yeah, they're really nice, and they're going to last forever. They can travel with wherever things go.
Yep.
So, I think that's all I got.
Maybe that's, how much were those a piece?
Like $600.
So how much we got left from this donation? I didn't add them together.
Yeah, pretty close.
It was pretty close, but we didn't need enough for one, maybe two, maybe just one. But yeah, something for down the road here, even for a little summer, maybe.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I don't have anything else unless you guys have any thoughts, questions.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Jess.
Okay, on the road construction.
Okay, we met with the city of Emily last week. Looks like everything's going to stay status quo as far as our cost share on that.
We got a
discrepancy on roads and whatnot. And
I think that's something we'll let run for a year and then readdress it in a year if there's, I want to just kind of see that everything's working out properly. That all you got?
That and North Mitchell Lake Road is my only two things on my list lately.
All righty. Well, we'll move on to the liquor store and Randy.
Okay, as we talked earlier, the fourth quarter and the beginning of the first quarter are tough for revenue. No different with the liquor store part. But the good news is we did not lose as much money this year around than last year. Last year we lost $8,300 in the month of January. This year we're at a little over $7,000. So hopefully, once we get over this hump, then we can start showing black numbers. One good thing is we've been tracking our kitchen and the sales of the food and what have you, and really looking positive on there. Where I think last year at this time we had sold $6,000 worth of food. This year in January we're up over $10,000. So
wow,
that's a good thing, especially when you're talking food, a lot more profit in food than all of it.
Do you attribute that to having an actual kitchen staff there?
Yeah. Well, what we're trying to do is, Jess and Anna are looking into, we can break that down in toast and really be able to drive those numbers home so they're accurate and they're going to the right pool. So, but yeah, I do. I think we've had some hiccups, but I think all in all, we're off to a great start with food, so.
Guys, the thing is, the only hard part about that, there's really no way to expand that kitchen.
Nope.
You're so restricted on space for that.
That's true.
But I think we're able to put out a pretty good menu with what we've got. The kitchen staff has been awesome and developing new things and trying other things. We've got a lot of positive.
And selling X amount of food is one thing, but it also frees up our bartenders.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago, they'd have to pull double duty. So with them freed up, we're selling more liquor and beers and what have you on that. So it's a double whammy.
So it's win-win all the way around.
Right.
Have they thought about just doing, like, could they get a soup cooker, a soup warmer, and then buy the soup as... When I was in the restaurant business, we'd buy minestrone, come in a 3-gallon bag, and you put it in the pot and just sat in the cooker all day.
That's part of what we're doing. Karen, she's buying a higher end chili, I believe with brisket maybe in it, and then adding canned chili in it, and she's working her magic. So now we offer chili every day. And yeah, they're doing very well. Three
I know
and a quarter.
I made a soup not so long ago when my wife and I came in, and it was good.
Yeah, and Friday's special is going to be a soup. What did she call it? I don't remember. Did she tell you?
I saw a picture of it, but I couldn't tell you what.
Okay, it's a soup. She's got a clever name to it. It's Mexican.
Oh, the tortilla soup.
Yeah, tortilla soup, yeah. And then a fish taco is what she's doing for Friday's special.
Tortilla or quesadilla.
Quesadilla, maybe, yeah. But, yeah, so every day there's hot chili ready to be served. A gentleman was in last week. He said, your prices are way too cheap. This is crazy. I can get a cup of soup for $3.25, or a cup of chili. And so we're going to keep running as it is. You know, she's very, very good at doing, you know, analyzing the costs on things. So she'll come over and say, this is what we're paying. Can I charge this? Absolutely. She's doing exactly what we need to be done. So we are making money. And even our Friday special, now, most of what she used today to make the soup was samples, you know, are free. And so, and I shouldn't say this on tape, but, and then the fish, we want to run the fish. We're gonna run the fish out. It just doesn't sell. We've tried a few different kinds, you know, and like I said to her, we live in 50 lakes. Come on, just go catch your fish.
Yeah, right.
And
well,
so,
this is not a big fish environment. We're in the Midwest and everybody eats beef.
Yes.
You're talking to somebody that sells a lot of fish,
well,
and it's not a big fish
area. And we have fresh crappies. We just had them last night, you know.
I'm not going to go out and buy a fish dinner when I have it right at home.
So she just said she's going to, the fish is good, but she's going to run it out, you know, so that spurred Friday's special. So with the cost of what we're paying, and it's a $10 special, yeah.
But at this point, we're starting to go to get towards Easter. Don't you think fish on Fridays is...
And maybe it'll last that long through Lent. But I think, I don't know if we could offer something else, you know.
Well, you just keep trying in different options.
We have salads.
Yeah.
You know. It's cute, you know, people come in. There was two ladies in there yesterday, retired teachers, have a cabin over in Emily. And they came here specially because of the gluten-free crust Hagee's Pizza. And they love our place. They said it's one of their top favorite places to come when they are up here at their cabin. Another gentleman today said to me, I never really liked coming here, but he said, this is my favorite place. I don't go anywhere else. And I could. He said, but this is my favorite place between the food and your staff, hands down. So, awesome. Be proud. Yes. Your staff are making
staff
this place.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. How's our manager doing?
Good.
Happy?
Yep. Yep.
Kim's happy?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I've had good reviews from over there the last couple of all winter.
Good.
Some people I know that I'd stop in. And
good.
And then this is new to me, your request to sell digital dining.
Yeah, it's the old point of sale system.
Yeah.
We spent $15,000 on. And there's other bars that are running it still. So I was just wanted to inquire, you know, we can't give stuff away, you know, especially things that have been capitalized and depreciated. And so I would need council permission to sell it if you so desire. And
it's
what.
Worth of a sale, yeah.
If I could get something.
I make a motion and sells that for whatever she can get out of it.
Right.
Even if it's a $100 bill.
All in favor?
So much trouble with that system.
It's
so relieved.
I remember you should have been here when we got it. It was a band of pain in the ass, and then we never liked it the entire time we had it, that I can remember.
Yeah.
That was when we negotiated for that stupid thing.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, let's
great.
Get rid of that thing.
Thank you.
Management positions.
So I've just, as you just asked about management, so I visited with the girls, which I mean Jess and Kim, to see if they like how things are going, because I want to stay in touch. I don't want anybody burnt out. I don't want anybody feeling underappreciated or anything. And they said they think things are going very well. Very, very well. I do think I jumped the gun on a lead or assistant lead bartender. The position, it's really it's not working. There's nothing happening. And so I just think maybe let's let that go away for now and just focus on the three of us.
We don't need to do anything with that. That's something that you will take care of? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's just some responsibility issues. It's not like letting somebody go.
No, not at all. You're fine.
And you have to fire
anybody. We're going to be nice.
But I do, with that position, there was a pay increase, but I am recommending that go away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you formally want to make a motion.
Well, like I say, do we just do that internally? Yeah. We don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
That's fine. With that, then, I do want to say that, yes, Jess and Kim are very happy. They have requested, though, maybe a sit-down with Gary and myself and Randy to discuss the possibility of getting some PTO. So I think
that'd be a great discussion.
Yep, I tasked Jessica today with some good work on preparing for the meeting. And looking at hours they're putting in and maybe comparing with other cities. And so I think she'll come with some information. And then it's just my usual question. Do you want to continue to run it this way?
I think if everybody's happy and you're not feeling overworked, and as long as nobody's overly worked, I think we stay with what we've got, because it's probably been the quietest. And everybody seemed to be happy for once, saying there was always somebody that wasn't happy before.
Yeah,
I'm not hearing a lot of that anymore either. It seems everybody's pretty content, I hope.
Okay.
We'll keep running as we are, I guess.
Okay. So the back room, just an update. Vuk Chester helped, and Vuk got the whole back room painted. It looks so good. We have a better, nicer section for our staff members with their own cubbies and a place to put their items and different things. Super Bowl, I looked at the numbers. Last year we did 883. This year we did 1,065. Those were in the on sale. And then our off sale was double this year from last year. So it's an improvement. This Saturday is a Valentine's dinner with music. Lori, the event committee has planned it. It's going to be very, very nice. So if you have a sweetheart or don't, come here for chicken Alfredo with a salad and a breadstick for $12.99.
Mm-hmm. And black cloth tablecloths.
Yes, it's going to be quite lovely. So
buy a bottle of wine in the off sale, and you get no corking fee.
And I ordered some additional wines today. Well, just a white wine. What else? Oh, and we have From the Heart music. It's a husband and wife. They're very good. With that, the event committee will meet again a week from this Friday, I think. Yep.
And no reservations needed.
No reservations.
Get it out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, that's, I think. Anything more, Randy?
Nope, that should do her.
Okay.
All right. We'll move on to the mayor's report. And we're going to need a recommendation on IRS rebate forms and account services. I guess what that is, or maybe Ann, you'd like to talk on that. You probably know more.
So we have a credit amount of $43,000 for the solar, okay, through the IRS. Remember, we got two grants and then the IRS rebate. Well, yeah, so to fill out the forms, Lori, our grant writer, said, not me. And so her recommendation was to ask our auditor, and they came back with a $5,000 cost to fill out these forms. We did apply for third-party reimbursement with Sourcewell, and we haven't heard back, so it could be fully covered. If not, I guess if you look at it, you're getting $140-some thousand solar system for the 5,000 plus the 2,000.
And to add to that, you know, the $5,000, 65% of that would be covered by the bar. Mm-hmm. So it would only be a 35% to our taxpayers of that 5,000, which isn't that much, but it sure be nice.
Well, we got solar, we got $140,000 of solar panels.
Exactly.
I'll make a motion that we have Clifton Larson do our IRS rebate accountant services. It says end accountant services. Are there other things that they need to work on for this, or?
Where does it say that?
It's not in there. It's just on our.
I think that's. Yeah, there was a.
Oh, accountant services. Yeah. No, that's just my verbiage.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm trying to make a motion. We have that.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, now we move on to a citizen request for a quarterly newsletter.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it is a great idea. It's just getting all our department heads to donate to it and put a little something together every 3 months, you know. Just what's going on, what we're going to do, maybe list some entertainments from Chester. Maybe we could get... you know, the, we're going to be putting down dirt down these roads, and you know, just a lot of things. So just kind of let people know what's going on.
Is she curious about the meeting, or?
Yes, yeah, she likes to be involved. I've invited her to our event meetings too. Yep.
So I don't know. I think it's a great idea. You know, it's just. Get everybody on board, and I think it should be, you know, more online. It's not a mailer every quarter because the postage would kill us.
Right, and we did go down that road a couple of years ago. We did a
Maybe ask, you know, if somebody really wants it directly sent to them, we take emails and we could send it directly to them, post it on our city website. Possibly even, I don't know if we'd want to do it on our website, but.
It's one and the same.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. But Facebook, too, we could do it on.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think it's a great idea.
And I did ask Jess, I don't think, you know, when I used to do it years ago, it was a little more work because you didn't have so much technology. Where now, you know, AI, like she said, AI will do most of it for her. And so, because I just asked about time for her, and she said, yeah. Not a problem.
So should we set up a time when we'd like to see our first one out?
Sure.
Would that be quarterly? January, February, March, and March.
April 1.
April 1st, and then do it again April, May, June, July.
July 1. Something on that order.
The only thing I'm thinking is 50 Lakes Day. Maybe we could just do a special newsletter for that, because we're going to want to utilize this for that too.
Or are you going to want to, should we postpone this one, say, I'd like to get it out before summer, yes.
I think if we'll just do a special one then.
All right.
Do March, July.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe do it regularly every 3 months, do April 1st, middle of summer, and then the end of summer, because...
Winter timing. No,
not much goes on here from after November.
Yeah, maybe we do more three of them rather than four or something. We'll kind of look at that.
Okay.
Because like Mark says, in the winter time, we put down there, Chester plowed some roads, and we all sat inside and stayed warm, you know.
Yeah, but I think if we put one out in the winter and put the events that are going to be planned,
through all
it might get people here more.
Well, yeah, that... Let's see how this comes together.
Aren't the events already on there?
Some are, but the request from the citizen was that there's no newspaper anymore. There's no Northland Press that gets mailed to them for free. I did explain, you know, we do have a city newspaper you have to subscribe to. And he was in the industry and said, no, he said, but I just think there's got to be an easy way for you guys to create this and send it out digitally. Absolutely. Because he said, I didn't know solar was going on. you know? I didn't know all the park stuff was going on. And they don't want to dig for it. They don't want to go on and look at our minutes and, you know, listen to the meetings. They just want instant updates, so.
Can we redesign it so it's easier for people like myself to get, because I've never even been to ours.
To our website?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I wouldn't even know how to navigate it, but, and I probably speak more for some of the older people that are.
Yeah, I think what he requested is we do an email blast. So we start circulating. If you want our city newsletter on a quarterly basis, give us your email, then we'll blind copy everybody, and it's a blast. So you'll get an email every quarter.
There you go.
City newsletter.
I like that better.
Okay, good.
Rather than going on our website.
Yep. So there's no hunting, and that's what he said. I don't want to look for it. I want it
right there.
Yes. So, and I think the fire department too. Then it would be, you know, gambling manager too. Yep. Mm-hmm. Articles from you. So be ready. Jess is going to be. Chester.
And we could do for a while. You guys
freshen up your typing.
For a while, we're doing it monthly. Remember?
Yeah. We didn't, and I had to hound and hound and hound department heads for information. So I think quarterly will be perfect.
Yeah, let's give it a try, see where it goes.
Okay.
So let's start on April 1st.
Yeah, let's shoot for the 1st of April.
Do you want to make a motion on it?
I make a motion we're going to do a quarterly report as an email blast. 4 times a year for now. We'll do 3 regulars and a blast in June.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, then we move on to purchasing and personnel. Well, we've got this capitalization threshold, and again, I'd like you to kind of talk on that, Alan.
I wrote a nice memo and then I didn't even put it in the packet. Going through the audit, she would just like to see a motion made by council saying anything purchased over a certain limit, I am required to capitalize it, which means it's a capital purchase and then it is amortized or depreciated.
Depreciated.
Yep. You know, over a span of how many years they figure. And what she recommends is $1,000.
Seems kind of small to me, but you and I had that discussion.
Yep. So I just need a motion saying that any capital purchases over $1,000, any purchases over $1,000, you know, and it's, I'm not, like, it's this. This should be probably capitalized. And tell me if you don't understand. Because it's all, you know, I learn something more about it every year with them. But.
This is from Clifton Larson.
Yes. And, like, we can't do repairs. None of that. But a new freezer. Absolutely, you want to capitalize that. That's a capital purchase because you want to depreciate it, and then it doesn't hit your P&L.
Right. It stretches it out for years instead of one blast. So
I agree with that, but with Mark, I think maybe $1,000 is a little too low.
Well,
that's
what they recommend, though.
Right. I went through, yeah.
They even kind of 500, but I know.
If you hire somebody on, just stretch.
So I'll make a motion that any purchases over $1,000 be capital depreciated.
I'll second that.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, then we move on to employee reviews, COLA, and wages.
Can we defer that for another month?
I would like to.
My reviews.
Yeah, I would like to defer that another month also. We need a motion on that or anything? Okay. And then 2 cents worth, Randy, on that one?
No.
All right. No. And then we've got city offices will be closed Monday, February 16th for President's Day. And
I make the motion to adjourn.
Hang on just 1 second. I want to talk about this one addition here that we had. It's a, for water testing. I think we've all got a copy of that letter. And it seems that Emily's going to do some water testing. I'm sure it has to do with that mine that they're doing over there. And I'm guessing that it probably has to do with kind of tracking the quality of water and how things go as that mine progresses.
Are they going to check all households, or are they just going to grab a select few?
That I'm uncertain of. I guess, you know, I just got this today, so like I say, a lot of what I just said, I've been guessing on, you know, and I don't know if they're testing a perimeter around the wells or exactly how they're doing any of that.
Well, that mine comes all the way up to the 50 lakes.
Exactly.
And actually runs underneath my house.
Yeah, you and I are not that far from it as the crow flies.
Jesse is pretty dry there.
Yeah, he's house. Even closer. But I don't know, you know, I guess I would like to track and see what is happening with our water as they're going through on this mining, but I'd also like to understand a little bit more about
this. Is there going to be a cost for us as a city to do this, or is it?
No.
It's a grant, so it's free then, right?
Yep, and what it is it's a pre-approval to apply for the grant, joint grant application, and this is Dan Brennan from Emily City Council, and he said it's just, you know, they just want to start the process of applying for this, and then if there is a formal application, it will come back for approval in a resolution.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was very vague information for me, too, and last minute.
Yeah.
But he said there would be no cost to the city, and it would benefit the citizens.
At this point, I'm kind of on board with it.
I wouldn't mind having a couple of different spots checked.
Okay.
Right. I think we'd like to gather more information on that, but at this point, I think we, for what they're asking for, I'd make a motion to go for that application.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, correspondence, unfinished business, open forum. Lori?
I would just publicly like to say, happy birthday, Ann.
Oh, God. Jeez, thank you, beautiful bunny.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ann. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You're so sweet.
Probably the worst singing you'd ever heard.
No, my husband did sing it pretty good this morning with a couple of the grandbabies. Thank you.
All right, I move to adjourn.
Second.